from morning to night and from Monday to Sunday, from January to December, you will see that our mind is always absorbed and entangled in different type of thoughts that surround us in this world. And this is true for everyone who is a wanting living entity in this world. And such thoughts drain away all one's energy and focus on the Supreme Lord, or the Supreme Truth. The time of death is such a time when one is supposed to withdraw all one's diverted or distributed or distracted consciousness and apply it on Krishna in a one-pointed way. So the deaths of great personalities like Bhishma or Haridas Thakur is very exemplary. How and they completely took out themselves from the entanglements of the material world and remembered the Lord completely in a focused way at the time of death. That means they have been practicing it every day. The Haridas Thakur has been practicing it every day. That's like there is Brahma's day, when Brahma is very active, and during Brahma's night, all the planets are submerged and there is so much of havoc, damage, all through the universe, everything is in pralaya. Then again, during the next Brahma's day, Brahma meditates on the Supreme Lord and takes his help to again keep things in proper place and start the creation activity. In the same way, in a minuscule way, we also have a day and we have a night, and again we have next day followed by the night. So just as Brahma prays to the Lord for help, in the same way, every day when we complete one day, it could be considered like one life, and the morning period what we get is an opportunity to check the quality of our remembrance of Krishna, how we have spent the previous day. Because the quality of our remembrance of Krishna on that particular chanting is a sample of how we are going to remember Him at the time of death, after spending our entire life. So every morning we get an opportunity to have a barometer of our japa. It's a japa is the barometer of spiritual life. It gives an opportunity for us to check the quality of our consciousness, where are we heading to, where are we going. If it is not very good, we understand that we aren't making much progress. There is a long way to go, there is a lot of homework to do, and we can check our direction. So, while doing all the activities of the world, just like Bhishma Pitamahar, Haridas Thakur, one should be able to withdraw one's consciousness, and just as one engaged one's consciousness in the things of the world. If one cannot withdraw, one can only engage, then one cannot estimate one's destination in the next life, where is one going to, or how much how close one is going to be with Krishna. It is very unpredictable. That is why the japa time is a time when one has to strenuously withdraw the consciousness from everything else of this world and only focus on hearing and chanting and hearing the holy name. Many times, as Sachidananda Maharaj writes, he says that just as a karmi or a materialistic person, no matter how much you preach to him, it does not understand the importance of human form of life. In the same way, a devotee does not understand the importance of chanting and hearing attentively. Many times devotees assume that we have become devotees. Actually, we become devotees by consciousness, not by external appearance. So, if this point is remembered, and then one will check one's quality of consciousness on an everyday basis. It's an everyday opportunity for us to come face to face with our own consciousness. How is it like? To the degree our chanting is bad, to that degree we need to improve, to that degree we are diseased, and we need the medicine the most, the panacea, the holy name, the most. And the problem is that we are very busy with many other things during the day, and the chanting assumes the last priority. Chanting assumes a back seat, and we don't make efforts to improve. Sometimes we think, Oh, today chanting was so bad, I want to chant all my rounds over again. Many times I used to make a plan. All the 16 rounds, I would like to make it all over again today. And then 9 o'clock, we find a truckload of services waiting. And you feel that now, anyway, Ekadashi is always there. You can chant more rounds on Ekadashi day, not today. And you go ahead with services. So every day we are going ahead with our different type of services. So when we begin the chanting next day, we should think, how was my chanting previous day? It was so bad. And I couldn't chant extra rounds. Let me try to chant better today. So constantly there should be an eagerness to improve. Then there is a possibility of improving the quality of chanting. Otherwise our days will pass, months will pass, years will pass. And just as the point of death comes for everyone, it will come to us also. Like when we were small children, we were treated with so much love. Then after some time you find somebody is calling you uncle. After some time somebody is calling you dada, isn't it? And then afterwards, then our photo will be placed on a wall and somebody will put garland. That is the material world. Time will pass and death will come and nobody knows how fastly things pass. So on an everyday basis, a devotee can take this as an opportunity. Just like at the point of leaving the body, how one's consciousness should be. In the same way, every day, this morning chanting is a golden opportunity. When you are completely alone, without any distraction, just be with all devotees and just call the holy name. It's a great opportunity. Unlike the daytime when we are pulled by so many services and activities. So let us take this opportunity every day to check our consciousness and make an effort to improve, or at least make a prayer and to make a little bit of improvement every day, a bit by bit, so that someday we will be able to call the holy name with proper consciousness. Harinam Prabhu ki.